Hello, what's going on, everybody? This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and Life Cope LLC. So just so you guys know, we were supposed to come out with the app in October, but because one of our partners that lives in Houston, he actually lives in Corpus Christi, but he did have some damage to his equipment, so that's setting our app release back a little bit. But, you know, it's okay. I'm just glad that him and his family are okay in Corpus Christi. And that, the app is something that we are passionate about. But at the same time, what matters is that people's lives are okay. I mean, you can replace things, but you can't replace lives. So to our partner in Corpus Christi and everybody else in Corpus Christi, I hope you guys are safe and hopefully the damage wasn't too bad. And for our folks in Houston, again, if you can help, I believe even Ellen posted on her website that, you know, if you want to donate to the flood effort, all you have to do is to make sure you go to a legitimate site or follow JJ Watt from the Houston Texans as well. He's also putting forth an effort to donate money. You know, that guy's raised like $14 million. I'm sure by now it's like $15 million by now. So he's doing an amazing job to make sure, to take care of people. And, it sucks that, I think I've said this before in another episode, that it takes a disaster to bring people together, you know, and, it shouldn't be like that. People should just do that naturally, but, that's how the world is. And, there's nothing that we can actually do about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all come together when stuff happens, and, you know, we help out, and that's what we're supposed to do. Another good program that's supporting the Houston effort is, or person, I should say, is Zendaya. You know, I'm very proud of this young girl because my daughter watches her and she looks up to her. And what she decided to do for her birthday is to put this program out here for you to, if you want to help, you know, the folks in Houston, what you can do is text ZHOPE, ZHOPE, to 50555 to donate $10 to help those folks in Houston that really need that help. And so thank you, Zendaya, for doing that, and shout out to you, and I wish you happy birthday. Not that you're ever going to hear this podcast anyway, but so just to go ahead and put a disclaimer out there, like I always do, Life Cope LLC, I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist for that matter. I just give advice to those that could use it. And hopefully, one of our topics will be able to reach somebody out there that could use it, and they can, use the advice and the options that we give them to, get through life or move on from that event. So, today we're talking about fighting with family. Dun, dun, dun. people, you have to love your family. There's always going to be arguments. There's always going to be things. My stepmom used to say this old African saying, like, the tongue and teeth will always touch each other or fight with each other. Something like that. I don't remember what it says, but something about the tongue and teeth will never get along or something. And at first I never got it, but now that I've gotten a little bit older, I kind of think about it like, yes, with, you know, when you're in close proximity with people or we're in close proximity with people, with other people, you're always going to have those, you're going to have arguments or things you both don't agree with, you know, and that happens with siblings, not necessarily with, you know, distant family and all that stuff, but even with close family, between, like, you know, daughters and fathers, sons and mothers, or sons and dads, you know, even with the immediate family, you guys will still have those disagreements, and you guys will, you'll find a, usually, almost all the time, you always find a way to get over it. I mean, it's nothing that, about 99%, like, there's that 1% that, you know, needs that Dr. Phil help, or Maury help, not Jerry Springer. That's not, don't bring your problems to Jerry Springer, no matter what you do, if you can't help it. But, you know, then there's that little percentage. But then there's the percentage that, you know, you find a way to get over those things. But you always have to remember the family's first. And you always have to remember that, especially if you're immediate family, those are the people that are going to help you the most whenever things have gone bad, you know, in your life. When you move away, you think you're going to go be an actor or actress, or you're going to go be a famous musician, and it doesn't work out. Guess what? Those are the people that are going to be there for you at the end of the day. So you just have to, no matter what you guys are going through, you know, just remember to, remember that they're your family and they will always be there for you. So the three options, or the three advice, that's not a word. I mean, I was going to say advices, but advice is not a word. So the three pieces of advice that I'll give today are, number one, bring a mediator to help mediate. Number two, why am I so confused right now? So number one is bring a mediator. Number two, be the bigger person. And number three, remind them of fond memories. So number one, bring a mediator. This can be a family or a close friend of the family to help mediate problems in the family, especially if it's immediate family. For other stuff, like when, you know, you have a family member die, you have to decipher the will and who gets what, then you might need legal help and you have to bring in a lawyer. But if it's just for just little family stuff, you know, bring in a mediator that's not part of the whatever caused the conflict, and that can help both parties see what each of them did wrong and how they can fix it. So usually yes, you can sit down with that person and try to work it out, but at times, you know, you guys are not going to see eye to eye, because they're at the same time, both parties are going to think they're right, when it's usually, yes, both parties are usually wrong, you know. So, but if you bring in a mediator, then they can help you guys see where each of the parties are at fault. So, that's number one, bring in a mediator and make sure that they are unbiased to the topic, and they can actually give good advice to both parties. Number two, be the bigger person. Now, this is hard. It's when you're arguing with somebody and, you know, you have to take the high road, you always He always wants to give your 2 cents. You know, you always want to, you don't want to let that person, the other person that you're arguing with, have the last say. But sometimes you have to, you know, and just let it go. Let them try to be right. And guess what? A lot of times when you're arguing with somebody and you just ignore them, and after you say what you want to say, and then ignore the other person while they're talking, and most of the time they'll get madder, of course, but in the end they're not getting the attention that they want, and it'll only benefit both parties. So don't feed into the argument per se. Just say how you want, what you felt was right, and then walk away from it. And then just, if the other person wants to argue, just let them argue, but they can argue by themselves. And at the end, and then at least you have some closure to what you guys were arguing about, and then you won't have to worry about it anymore. So be the bigger person, state your claim or state your concerns, and then just leave it at that, instead of arguing like you're on Jerry Springer. Which, man, I don't, you know, probably a lot of people that listen to the show have never even watched Jerry Springer, but let me tell you, back in the day, like late 90s, 2000s, oh my gosh, everybody was always tuning in to Jerry Springer, whatever time it came on, just to see the fights between not only family, but between, you know, baby mamas and baby dads and stuff like that. But I digress. Back to the topic at hand. Number 3, remind that person of the fond memories that you guys used to have when you're arguing. Especially if they don't want to talk to you anymore and they're avoiding you. You know, remind that family member, like, hey, you remember when, you know, you and I used to, I don't know, do jumping jacks in the backyard and stuff like that. And then, guess what? Those fond memories from when you guys were little will help let the other family member realize how much they really care about you, and that the argument is probably never, it's probably not even worth it, you know? And you guys can still reconciliate, and then be a happy family again. Not necessarily happy, but, you know, you guys will work it out, and then be able to be a family again, even if they're your cousin, dad, mom, or whoever. Just to reiterate what I said before, family is everything. So you always have to, you can't let whatever is going on hinder your hinder your love from your family member, because at the end of the day, they're all you have, and when everything's gone, if you're successful or have a good job, when that job is gone, guess what is going to be there? Your family members, and they're always going to support you no matter what. So, in my family, we always have a saying, you never go to bed mad, because that anger or madness is not a word. You know, I always contradict myself on these shows. I just noticed that, but yes, for lack of a better word, that anger will fester inside of you, and then it'll make you unhealthy. So you have to either forgive that person or come to a point where you both can agree on, and that you can move on instead of holding on to that anger. So, well, that's all I have today, folks. So if you'd like us to mention your program, or or come on the show to be a guest star, to be a guest speaker, not a guest star. Just email us at bam3@lifecoopapp.com. Or you can reach us on any of our social media outlets. We're available on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So whatever social media outlet you want to reach us out at, just look up LifeCope LLC. That's it for me tonight, folks. I hope you enjoy the show, and hopefully our show can help somebody in need out there. This is Arthur Anthony. Stay well and stay safe.